local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Of course, a chance of showers coming up this afternoon. More from Dr. Bill on that. And, of course, a giant of a hurricane, Florence, heading for the Carolina coast. More details coming up right after we check in with Kane for the ride in.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Light traffic, school buses already traveling, but nothing that'll slow you down. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get all the details at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for scattered thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Right, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. 72 now at our studios, heading for a high around 86 this afternoon. And rain in the mix for this afternoon, maybe not as much as yesterday. More details coming up from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, also tropical weather expert. And we have so much to talk about with a storm that's not coming to our neck of the woods, but a giant storm coming to the Carolinas, a possible landfalling Category 4 hurricane. Now, 1.5 million people have already been told to evacuate the Carolina coast. They're expecting a storm surge from between 15 and 20 feet near the eye of this storm. It is a rarity. You get a storm this big, makes it onto shore landfalling Category 4 hurricanes are rare in the mainland U.S., with just 24 such landfalls since 1851, an average of one every 7 years. Category 5 landfalls are rarer still, with just 3 on record. Remember, we're talking about Andrew down in South Florida all those years ago. All but 3 of these 27 landfalls by Cat 4s and Cat 5s have occurred south of South Carolina's latitude. Thus, Florence will be in a very select company if it makes landfall in North Carolina. It looks like they are moving a little away from that South Carolina track and more into a North Carolina track. Of course, these things can change, but it looks like Wilmington, North Carolina, the city closest to where they're expecting landfall of Florence. Dr. Robert Young, professor of coastal geology at Western Carolina University, says the track of Hurricane Florence, combined with its expected size and strength at landfall and the unique coastal geomorphology of the region, is likely to result in a record storm surge along portions of the warned area. We could definitely see a 20-plus foot storm surge. So we'll talk more about this with Dr. Bill, kind of the history of the big storms, a few big storms that have gone into that area. You think back in 89, Hurricane Hugo, and then Dr. Bill referenced the other day Hurricane Hazel in 1954, and what these things did to the, you know, you hear the low country, you hear people talking about the South Carolina low country, and there's North Carolina low country as well, and what that means for inundation from those very, very big storm surges out there. So a lot to worry about with folks up in that region. I know, just watching my Twitter feed last night, there's quite a few folks that have family between Mobile and the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Because I saw people that are keeping up with Dr. Bill's forecast. So we will do it as well, as there's a big one heading their way.
And maybe a lot of the people that are in our area. The might be taking in people from that area because now a lot of evacuations ordered. I know South Carolina's governor ordered their entire coastline to start evacuating by around 11 o'clock our time this morning.
And they have, when you say coastline too, we were talking about it yesterday, a little bit like, not that it's monolithic, but our situation in South Mobile County, where you have a barrier island, mm-hmm. and then you have the coast, and the coast is still low as well. So while those barrier islands are definitely evacuated, no question, then you have the Atlantic, you have a barrier island. Instead of it being kind of north and south oriented, it's east and west there. You have a barrier island, then you have a bay of some sort, water body, and then you have the mainland. But they're saying that storm surge isn't just for that barrier island. It is 15 to 20 feet of storm surge. Take the main shoreline and go in.
Amazing.
So, I mean, it's something. We'll talk to Dr. Bill in more detail at 6:35. Also check on some sports with the Sports Night host, who also does a show during the week, Dalton. And y'all were on location last night.
Yeah, we were at Jersey Mike's on Dolphin Street, which I know we're both familiar with.
Yes.
Taking Midday Mobile on the road, but watching a little bit of Monday Night Football in Jersey Mike's.
Eating
some wraps and subs and talking football. It was perfect.
Yeah, pretty good way to spend a Monday. We'll talk more about that coming up. Now let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Fatal accidents have claimed the lives of two people in two separate counties. 63-year-old Lawrence Cooper Davis of Mount Vernon was hit and killed as he rode his ATV vehicle on Red Fox Road in the northern area of Mobile County. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says that Davis was hit by a vehicle, a 2017 Volkswagen Jetta. At this hour, they have not yet confirmed who was at fault in this fatal accident. 24 hours earlier, 54-year-old David Daniel Jr. of Foley, he died in a hospital after succumbing to his injuries that he received during a vehicle crash on September the 4th. He was traveling east on County Road 25, just west of Foley, when his SUV went off the road and hit a tree. According to Aaliyah, Daniel was not wearing his seatbelt at the time. This morning, AL.com is reporting that Pastor Kenneth Glasgow, the half-brother of civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton, has been charged with theft while still on bond for a capital murder. The 53-year-old is accused of placing a stolen license plate on his vehicle in Dothan and charged with possessing stolen property. Last March, the pastor was charged after an occupant in the vehicle he was driving shot and killed another person. Court documents reveal that Glasgow's suspected involvement as the driver makes him eligible for capital murder charges under Alabama law. 27-year-old Jamie Towns is the other person accused in the crime, as Towns reported that his car had been stolen and Glasgow offered to give him a ride to search for it. Following a multi-vehicle collision, Towns got out of the back seat, according to police, and started shooting at the driver of a different vehicle. The driver of that vehicle, according to authorities, had a long history of mental illness. This case now heads to a grand jury. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man accused of one of the most gruesome mass murders in Mobile County history has pleaded guilty to the crimes, but will still face a trial. Derek Dierman admitted to killing five people, including a pregnant woman in Citronelle 2 years ago. But because he faces a possible death penalty, Alabama law requires a trial. Jury selection got underway in the case yesterday. Prosecutors say Dierman attacked his victims with an axe and a rifle while they were sleeping. An Orange Beach man is facing jail time for a boat ride in a boat that didn't belong to him. 29-year-old William Shelton has been charged with theft of property and boating under the influence. Orange Beach police say he stole a $350,000 boat and was headed to Tampa. The boat's captain saw the boat leaving Orange Beach Marina Sunday and called police, who found Shelton at the helm. Deputies in Northwest Florida are still searching for a suspect connected to a deadly shooting over the weekend. Escambia County deputies say 24-year-old Kadarius Davis was shot at a home off Miller Street in Pensacola. Davis was found lying in the street. He later died at a hospital. Investigators say there's evidence that Davis and the suspect were shooting at each other. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a great ride coming in from the Eastern Shore, from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway. From the 1065 split, traveling Airport Dolphin to Moffitt, 65 heading northbound from Chickasaw and Sarah Lane, we're accident-free. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State, plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. A doubleheader last night for the first week of Monday Night Football. And to start, the New York Jets dominated the Detroit Lions 48-17. Jets first-round rookie quarterback Sam Darnold started the game in just about the worst way possible.
Across the field, and it's intercepted. And it's going to be a pick six for Quandre Diggs on the very first play of Sam Darnold's debut.
But Darnold's night would rebound from there. While that was the best play for Detroit all night, Darnold would finish with 198 yards passing and 2 touchdowns. In the nightcap from the West Coast, the Los Angeles Rams pulled away in the second half to beat the Oakland Raiders and new head coach John Gruden 33-13. Oakland outgained the Rams, but 3 interceptions from Derek Carr doomed the Raiders, including one that was returned for a touchdown by Marcus Peters.
Picked off!
With John Gruden and Detroit's Matt Patricia losing on Monday, new coaches went winless with 7 losses in week 1 of the NFL. In golf, Keegan Bradley won the BMW Championship on Monday after rainy conditions Sunday forced a postponement. Bradley and Justin Rose both finished the 72-hole tournament at 20 under par, but Bradley would win the playoff in one hole thanks to a missed putt from Rose. Bradley finished Monday with 8 birdies and 2 bogeys. Billy Horschel, Xander Schauffele tied for third at 19 under. Rory McIlroy finished at 18 under, and Tiger Woods kept himself in the playoff hunt, finishing 3 shots behind the leaders. And although Justin Rose did not win the playoff, he did enough to supplant Dustin Johnson as the number one ranked golfer in the world. NASCAR also held their event on Monday when Sunday rain forced the delay of the Brickyard 400 from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski only led 9 laps, but he won his second Cup Series race in back-to-back weeks. Keselowski beat Eric Jones to the finish line by .904 seconds. Denny Hamlin finished third, and now that's a wrap on the 2018 NASCAR regular season, and 16 finalists will compete when the Monster Energy Cup Series playoffs begin this coming Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch finished the regular season as the champion. Jimmy Johnson and Alex Bowman clinched the final 2 playoff spots after they finished yesterday's race in 16th and 33rd place, respectively. And in the major leagues on Monday, the Atlanta Braves beat San Francisco 4-1 in a late West Coast game. The Braves now lead the National League West Division by 5 games. With the Washington and Philadelphia game that was scheduled for Monday being delayed due to weather. And the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Cubs now lead Milwaukee by only 1 game in the National League Central Division race. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, look for scattered thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Football is fast, and so is the Fast Start Sale at McConnell Buick GMC. Quick, Google McConnellAutomotive.com and find amazing deals for the first half of the month. Right now, the GMC Sierra has savings of over $11,000. Over $11,000! Check it out for yourself. Go online right now, McConnellAutomotive.com. There are too many great deals to mention, so quick, type in McConnellAutomotive.com and find out just how much you can save today. GMC, we are professional grade.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
622 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, and this Tuesday of 9/11. We'll talk about remembrances of those that died 17 years ago. Wow. Wow. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A grand opening here in Mobile is geared toward dealing with the opioid crisis head on. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall welcomed the new Pathway Healthcare Office in a medical park adjacent to Providence Hospital in West Mobile. Marshall says that this multi-state company provides treatment for opioid and other drug addictions, dependencies, and other substance use orders, and that following the death of his wife earlier this year made this a personal issue. You'll recall, after her suicide in June, the AG revealed his wife's long struggle with mental illness, which was exacerbated by opioid addiction. Now, Pathway also worked with other healthcare operations, such as emergency departments, to help identify patients with addiction problems and will guide them to treatment. The Mobile Clinic is capable of treating 500 to 700 people on an outpatient basis and will accept major insurance coverage, unlike some addiction treatment services. Well, the slogan may be just do it, but not so much if you work in Kenner, Louisiana, as the mayor there, Mayor Ben Zahn, has reportedly banned city departments from purchasing Nike merchandise. According to NOLA.com, they're reporting that a September 5th memo from the mayor prohibits the city's recreation department or any booster club using their facilities from purchasing or accepting delivery of Nike athletic products or apparel that features the company logo. So the memo comes after Nike released its Dream Crazy campaign featuring former NFL QB Colin Kaepernick, who has caught flack for refusing to stand for the national anthem while playing in the NFL. His refusal was to protest against police brutality and racism. The mayor's memo says the purchase of any clothing, shoes, athletic equipment, or other items must have approval from the city's Park and Recreation Department director. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. You know, Kenna, even though it's spelled Kenner, yes, the New Orleans accent, Kenna. And Metri. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not Metri, it's not Kenner. It's Kenna and Metri.
I'm sure there's places in the north that have their own way of saying cities.
Holy cow, do they, yes.
But do you think, I mean, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, are we the leading states that say the words of the cities differently?
No way. No way. Okay. This happens. You travel around, like we definitely do it around here, mm-hmm. But you go to different areas of the country, and you're like, the word is such and such. And they go, yeah, we say it this way. And, you know, I've always been a person that believes in when in Rome.
Yep.
So, you know, people will often call that, are you from, you know, you from this place or that place?
Uh-huh.
I said, no. They said, well, you say the name of the like Lafayette, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
The way they say it, there's Lafayette. They don't say Lafayette,
and
even though in all the good Zydeco songs they say Lafayette, and people say Lafayette, mm-hmm. you know, and where's that? And
Kentucky, in Kentucky they say it differently, but in Nashville they have a road and they call it I think Lafayette.
Right,
right. So a lot differently
but
than they say in Louisiana.
The people that live over there west of the Atchafalaya, they live in Lafayette.
Right,
Lafayette, Louisiana.
And
so.
I'm like others. I get upset when I hear someone say Mobile incorrectly.
Yeah,
they may
like
have never heard
department.
Of the city.
Yeah. Hello, traffic department.
I'm sure everyone out there gets upset when they hear their name pronounced wrong by somebody from across the country.
So there you go. I don't know. It's talking about street names. Don't get me. Do not get me started on New Orleans. Like you would think, if anywhere. You like the street Burgundy in New Orleans. You would think it'd be called Burgundy, right? I mean, Burgundy, the essence of a French district and all that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. In New Orleans, I know there's people talking back to the radio right now. What do they call it? Right, Burgundy. Burgundy. I kid you not. So when I'm there, I call it that's
Burgundy.
That's
when in Rome.
That's
I love
what they
that.
Call the street. They call it Burgundy, so do we. All right, 626 FM Talk, 106.5. 17 years ago, at 8:46 a.m. and 9:03 a.m. Eastern Time, two hijacked planes were crashed into the World Trade Center. Two other suicide flights crashed at the Pentagon and in the woods of Pennsylvania. A total of 2,792 people died in the World Trade Center attacks. 184 people died in the Pentagon attack, including those on the plane, and 40 died on that plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, specifically Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I'm getting ready to put up some pictures. I was at the Flight 93 Memorial this spring, back in May, which is just down the road from where my mama's people come from. I mean, the plane going right over their farms and crashing just about 25 miles down the road in Shanksville. Went to the memorial. It was something. They have also debuted the Voices of Flight 93 there at that memorial. I'm going to put the pictures up on my Twitter feed this morning, and y'all can check those out. Also, when we come back, we'll talk more about that memorial where the voices of those on Flight 93 are memorialized with these wind chimes. It's something that they've done. I tell you, I went to that memorial. It is a beautiful, beautiful memorial. Well done there, and a tearjerker for sure. All right, Dr. Bill joins us. We'll talk some hurricanes next.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Escambia County, Florida deputies are investigating a late-night drive-by shooting just outside the Pensacola city limits. It happened on Fremont Avenue in the Mayfair neighborhood. A woman who lives at a home says someone drove into the driveway, fired several shots at the house. She thinks it was related to an argument the suspect had with her son. Bullets went through the door and into the windows. Escambia County deputies say the suspect drove away in a teal or blue Ford Escort. A man died after crashing his car into a utility pole Monday afternoon in the St. Elmo community. Troopers say 25-year-old Michael Bozant was traveling on U.S. 90 near Beverly Drive North when he ran off the road and crashed, hitting a culvert and then the utility pole. Troopers say he was not wearing a seatbelt and died at Spring Hill Medical Center. Birmingham police are asking people across the state to help find a 17-year-old and her infant son. Desiree and 11-month-old Jalen Holiday were last seen Monday afternoon during a supervised visit with the Department of Human Resources. Desiree's not Jalen's custodial parent. The two were last seen getting into a black four-door Honda Accord. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
The southern east coast of the United States bracing now for the arrival of Hurricane Florence as the storm, already packing winds of up to 140 miles per hour, nears Category 5 strength. Over a million people already forced to flee their homes, with Wilmington Mayor Bill Sasso urging caution in all the haste.
But we've got to prepare, because we're talking about a tremendous amount of folks that are moving off of the coast, going inland. So get ready and be prepared.
The hurricane will slam into the Carolina coast late Wednesday or early Thursday. A large American flag was unfurled on the west side of the Pentagon at sunrise this morning, site of one of the terror attacks, September 11, 2001. There will be private and public ceremonies there this morning in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and in New York. It could be a bad day on Wall Street, with pre-market trading pushing Dow futures down 116 points. The S&P is down 8 points, and the NASDAQ down almost 21 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6945.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. We increased our borrowing in July at nearly double the pace of the previous month, evidence that confident consumers are willing to take on more debt to support their spending. The Fed reports consumer debt rose by $16.6 billion in July, up sharply from $8.5 billion in June. The resignation of longtime CBS CEO Les Moonves isn't likely to lead to drastic changes in network programs, but a related deal could make the company ripe for a takeover, as traditional media companies compete with upstarts such as Netflix and Amazon. As part of Sunday's ouster, CBS also shook up its board and settled a larger fight with its parent company, National Amusements. German unions are calling on Ryanair pilots and flight attendants in the country to stage a one-day strike tomorrow, citing what they say is the lack of a satisfactory offer on pay and conditions. Last month, Ryanair pilots in several European countries staged a strike that prompted the budget carrier to cancel 400 flights. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. And staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, we were talking about, you've been talking about Florence for days and days now, and now it seems to be looking at pretty certain that somewhere on that Carolina coast is going to see Florence.
Yeah, it's definitely taking aim, and the likely target would be North Carolina, anywhere from Cape Hatteras to the South Carolina border. And the reason why we really can't pinpoint exactly, it's 975 miles away, so almost 1,000 miles from the coast. And things can happen, little changes in the atmosphere that can occur over the next couple of days that could change that actual location. But we do believe it'll be in the Carolinas, especially North Carolina. Right now, it's a Category 4 with 140-mile-per-hour winds, very symmetrical storm, and they'll be flying several missions into the storm today to get some details on the structure of Hurricane Florence. We also have two other storms. Isaac was a hurricane. It has decreased a bit in intensity. And the latest figures I have here, 70-mile-per-hour winds. And it's still moving in a westerly direction and headed for the Caribbean, and most likely will move into the Caribbean in the next couple of days. But conditions there are not favorable for the storm to strengthen, and it may weaken further. And by the time it gets to the Western Caribbean, it will be a very diminished, weakened storm, and we'll see what happens at that point. Helene is a rather impressive hurricane way out in the eastern tropical Atlantic, 110-mile-per-hour winds, but it's not going to be any threat to any land area. It's going to be turning to the north out over the open waters of the Atlantic, but it's a rather impressive storm and very, very large. And if that's not enough, we have another tropical wave about to move off the African coast. We're also looking at a tropical wave in the northwest Caribbean, and it looks like this thing is going to develop, and its most likely target will be the South Texas coast in the next 2 to 3 days. It's right now very close to the northeastern tip of Yucatan, but it is headed to more in a westerly direction, which will mean to go into the southwest Gulf and then bring some heavy rains to South Texas, which they do not need at this time.
All right, so, and I want to get back, circle back around to Florence here in a second, but Isaac was the storm you thought had a, not that it was heading our way, but at least had a chance to make it into the Gulf, right?
Yeah, that would be one that we usually watch when it comes into the Caribbean, but the upper air winds in that area now are just too strong, and they're going to shear that storm. Now, if the remnants were to get into the western Caribbean, it's possible it could redevelop if the conditions are a little more favorable, but it's really hard to say because that's a few days off before that reaches that area.
All right. Okay, so that just getting timelines now with Florence being the timeline, what, Thursday for
Thursday
impact?
Night. It looks like Thursday night into Friday morning. One of the unfortunate things that we're seeing here is that the storm will slow down as it nears the coast and may even stall once it goes inland. That's not good because it's going to be a big rainmaker into an area that's already quite saturated from rains over the last couple of weeks. And it'll move into the Carolinas, slow down, and maybe work its way to the north on up into Virginia. And with the Appalachian Mountains in the way, that's going to produce a lot of rain. So this is going to be in the news for a long, long time.
And also, speaking of water, the storm surge that's being discussed here, I've heard 15 to 20 feet out of Florence.
Yeah, that could very well be the case because it's coming in at a right angle, which produces maximum storm surge. And the coastal area of the Carolinas, particularly North Carolina, has a lot of coves and bays in which the water can really pile up. And so they're in for a real problem with storm surge.
I mean, when we start 15 to 20, we're approaching some of the heights, Katrina heights, right?
Yeah, that's big time stuff. And our weather here along the Gulf Coast looks rather quiet compared to compared to what's going on out in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Even though we have a forecast here of quite a few thunderstorms for today, there is a stationary front that's across Alabama and reaches down into southwest Mississippi, and that's going to help produce showers and thunderstorms today. Even though there's hardly any activity going on right now, there's some thunderstorms just south of Pascagoula. But once we warm up a little bit, we're going to see those thunderstorms develop. The high today will be, well, near 90 degrees. We actually got to 92 yesterday. And then this afternoon, numerous thunderstorms. Tonight will taper off, low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, that front will weaken. We don't expect quite as many thunderstorms around. High tomorrow should be up around 90. And then as we get into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to benefit a bit from Florence because it's going to bring some drier air down to the coast. It won't cool us off, but it will lower the humidity for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll still get up around 90, perhaps even 92, but it should feel a lot better.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back next hour more on Florence and the tropics and our weather for the week ahead.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, checking in. 642, now let's check in with traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Street and Spring Hill Avenue, we do have an accident without injuries. There's traffic starting to build now, coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, but the Bayway, the causeway still looks good. No accidents to report as you're traveling in that area. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, light traffic on the way in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. With no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance, see them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
643 FM Talk 106.5, and I posted up those pictures on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Back in May, I was at the Flight 93 Memorial there in Shanksville. Took some pictures. I put just a few of them up this morning. I think a representative of it, and they're unveiling the voices of Flight 93 at the park right now. You see some pictures of the Flight 93 Memorial on my Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Former Alabama Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard back in the news. He's requesting an appellate court to reverse its decision upholding his 2016 ethics conviction. The rehearing request was filed Monday with the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. The law states a person must seek a rehearing before appealing upward to the Alabama Supreme Court. The Court of Criminal Appeals court last month, they affirmed 11 of the 12 counts against Hubbard. Court ruled that there was sufficient evidence to convict Hubbard on the counts, including that he improperly asked lobbyists and company executives for work and investments in his printing business. But judges involved in this matter also found fault in what they described as ambiguities in the law and urged them to make clarifications. At this time, Hubbard is free on bond as he appeals his conviction. A day of skydiving fun turns deadly and claims the life of an Auburn University student. According to the Tuskegee Police Chief, 21-year-old Sawyer Stephen Campbell died on Sunday during the afternoon jump at the Tuskegee Municipal Airport. Campbell had problems opening his parachute on the second jump of the day. The Federal Aviation Administration has been notified, and this accident is being treated as a death investigation. According to WSFA-TV, Campbell was a junior at Auburn University. He graduated from Huntsville High School, and he was an avid scuba diver and skydiver. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man accused of one of the most gruesome mass murders in Mobile County history has pleaded guilty to the crimes, but will still face a trial. Derek Dierman admitted to killing five people, including a pregnant woman in Citronelle, 2 years ago. But because he faces a possible death penalty, Alabama law requires a trial. Jury selection got underway in the case yesterday. Prosecutors say Dierman attacked his victims with an axe and a rifle while they were sleeping. An Orange Beach man is facing jail time for a boat ride in a boat that didn't belong to him. 29-year-old William Shelton has been charged with theft of property and boating under the influence. Orange Beach police say he stole a $350,000 boat and was headed to Tampa. The boat's captain saw the boat leaving Orange Beach Marina Sunday and called police, who found Shelton at the helm. Deputies in Northwest Florida are still searching for a suspect connected to a deadly shooting over the weekend. Escambia County deputies say 24-year-old Kadarius Davis was shot at a home off Miller Street in Pensacola. Davis was found lying in the street. He later died at a hospital. Investigators say there's evidence that Davis and the suspect were shooting at each other. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Morning, 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. A doubleheader for the first week of Monday Night Football last night. To start, the New York Jets dominated the Detroit Lions 48-17.
Ouch.
Jets first-round rookie quarterback Sam Darnold started the game in just about the worst way you possibly could.
Across the field, and it's intercepted. And it's going to be a pick six for Quandre Diggs. The very first play of Sam Darnold's debut.
Darnold's night would rebound from there. While that was the best play for Detroit all night, Darnold would finish with 198 yards passing and two touchdowns. And in the nightcap from the West Coast, the Los Angeles Rams pulled away in the second half to beat the Oakland Raiders and new head coach John Gruden 33-13. Oakland outgained the Rams, but three interceptions from Derek Carr doomed the Raiders, including one that was returned for a touchdown by Marcus Peters.
Picked off!
With John Gruden and Detroit's Matt Patricia losing on Monday, new coaches went winless with seven losses in week one of the NFL. In golf, Keegan Bradley won the BMW Championship on Monday after rainy conditions Sunday forced a postponement. Bradley and Justin Rose both finished the 72-hole tournament at 20 under par, but Bradley would win the playoff in one hole thanks to a missed putt from Rose. Bradley finished Monday with 8 birdies and 2 bogeys. Billy Horschel and Xander Schauffele tied for 3rd at 19-under. Rory McIlroy finished at 18-under. And Tiger Woods kept himself in the playoff hunt, finishing 3 shots behind the leaders. And although Justin Rose did not win the playoff, he did enough to supplant Dustin Johnson as the number 1 ranked golfer in the world. NASCAR also held their event on Monday when Sunday rain forced the delay of the Brickyard 400 from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski only led 9 laps, but he won his 2nd Cup Series race in back-to-back weeks. Keselowski beat Eric Jones to the finish line. Denny Hamlin finished 3rd. That's now a wrap on the 2018 NASCAR regular season, and 16 finalists will compete when the Monster Energy Cup Series playoffs begin this coming Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. In the major leagues on Monday, the Atlanta Braves beat San Francisco 4-1 in a late West Coast game. Braves now lead the National League West Division by 5 games, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Cubs lead Milwaukee by only 1 game in the National League Central Division race. 6:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Don't forget they have happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still on scene of an earlier accident at Mobile Street and Spring Hill Avenue. And keep in mind, in Baldwin County, from 8 to 5 today, County Road 55 and County Road 32 in Somerdale are going to be closed today as they're doing some road work there. Beyond that, the Bayway, the Causeway looking good. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. This weekend, enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa. Get all the details and make reservations at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Publix Supermarkets. The next time you're shopping at Publix, stop by the pharmacy for a flu shot and get a free $10 Publix gift card to use on your same shopping trip. Certain restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for scattered thunderstorms today. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
6:53, FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As we inch closer and closer to the upcoming general election in November, perhaps you have questions for candidates who are vying for your votes. Tonight is your night to ask as USA hosts a candidate forum from 6 to 8 p.m. Republican and Democratic candidates in the Senate, Judicial, and House district races are all scheduled to appear tonight in the Student Center Terrace. The format is a town hall meeting style format, and the audience is encouraged to ask questions. All are welcome tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. The location is 350 Campus Drive. And as Hollywood mourns the loss of one of our favorites, Burt Reynolds, movie theater giant AMC Theaters is giving the entire state of Alabama yet another opportunity to see the acting legend on the big screen. Burt Reynolds, Smokey and the Bandit, those names go hand in hand, right? Well, Smokey and the Bandit will be played on 240 theaters across the state from September the 12th until September the 20th. That's according to Variety. Tickets reportedly will be $5 or less depending on the location. So I did some searching, and the closest theaters to us include the AMC Festival Plaza 16 in Orange Beach and the AMC Classic Wharf 15. Dates and times may vary by theater. Smokey and the Bandit is also currently streaming on Amazon Prime. Reynolds died last week at the age of 82. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 655, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this 9/11. It's been 17 years since the 9/11 terror attacks. And in memory of the 40 lives lost aboard United Flight 93, which crashed into that open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, which, by the way, was a strip mine. There's, if you go in there, there's fields, but it's also a strip mine area. And they have kept it, you know, like the Park Service does, kept it to look like it did on that terrible day 17 years ago, other than what they built for the memorial, which is beautiful, really is beautiful. They have now debuted in Somerset County there in Pennsylvania, a Tower of Voices located at the already existing Flight 93 Memorial. The $6 million project financed by the National Park Foundation stands around 93 feet tall and is in the embodiment of a musical instrument holding 40 wind chimes honoring the 40 victims. According to the Park Service, quote, the intent is to create a set of 40 tones that can signify through consonants the serenity and nobility of the site, while through dissonance recalling the event that consecrated the site, end quote. They go on to say the Tower of Voices serves as both a visual and audible reminder of the heroism of the 40 passengers and crew. There are no other chime structures like this in the world. The shape and orientation of the tower are designed to optimize airflow through the tower walls to reach the interior chime chamber. Park Service goes on to say the chime system is designed using music theory to identify a mathematically developed range of frequencies needed to produce a distinct musical note associated with each chime. Pretty beautiful as they have put that together. And I put those pictures up too on my Twitter feed back in May when I was at the Flight 93 Memorial. Some of the pictures you'll see there, of course, the front of the memorial. You also will see the hallway, open-air hallway that shows a timeline of that fateful day. And also you'll see a picture of that rock. That's the final resting place of Flight 93. Check that out on our Twitter feed. And speaking of 9/11, today, 17 years since, and we're going to ask a question here that some people are asking out there. Should 9/11 be a federal holiday? One poll out there says 38% of Americans say it should become a federal holiday. 42% say it shouldn't. The other 20% aren't sure. What do you think? Vote online, front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com, fmtalk1065.com. Online opinion poll question. Do you believe that 9/11 should be a federal holiday? Let us know what you think. Coming right back, hour number two of Mobile Mornings.